Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio This is your host Musa Al-Bahadili and you are now listening to the program Islamic Upbringing In this program we discuss problems and other relevant questions parents have regarding the Islamic upbringing of their children As usual, most of the answers are based upon the Holy Quran and upon the narrations of the Prophet and of the household of the Prophet, supplemented with the scientific data. Joining us in the studio is our guest speaker, an Islamic researcher, Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi from the Islamic Seminary of Qum. Dear Sayyid, I welcome you and Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh and thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us, dear Sayyid. Today, dear Sayyid, we will be continuing our discussion on 25 mistakes we as parents make when we are raising our children. Last, we spoke about treating our children as adults when they do not have the capacity to even be treated that way as the first mistake we make when we are raising our children. What other mistakes do we make when we are raising our children, dear Sayyid, that we must look out for?
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم So we said the first mistake was that we need to understand why kids make mistakes and we mentioned seven reasons and today we want to look at the solution how we can fix that first mistake before we can move on to the
right, makes sense.
Other mistakes
Yeah, of course
Now, like we said, we need to understand the reason and the cause to why kids make mistakes so we can understand how we can solve it and how we can deal with it. Without understanding it, we might obviously give the wrong diagnosis to the kids and we won't solve the problem, but we actually create another problem.
Of course.
To give you an example to this, when a child is born and he keeps crying and he starts to cry, especially in this first few months, they cry a lot. Now, as a mother, for example, she needs to understand why is a child is crying.
Of course.
It because he needs, for example, milk? He needs to be breastfed?
Right.
Does he need his diapers to be changed?
Right.
Or, for example, he has stomach pain?
Yeah.
So she needs to figure out what the problem is.
Because the child is communicating.
Exactly. What most mothers do, most people do, when the child cries, they pick him up and they're trying to comfort him and make him quiet.
Right, they soothe him.
Okay, now that's just a wrong diagnosis to the wrong problem.
It's a wrong treatment.
What happens, a child becomes more attached to his parents, and that becomes his mean and his method of fixing his mistake, or fixing or dealing with the problem that he's facing, which is wrong. And as he grows older, he becomes very attached to his mother, because she's constantly nurturing him at times where he should not be nurtured. So as a mother, for example, when he cries, don't pick him up straight away. Find out why is he crying. Right. What's the reason for him crying? Let him cry it out. Let him cry until he becomes quiet.
Of course, it takes a lot of patience.
So this is not, most people see this as being hard on the child.
Right.
But it's not. You're trying to get the child, for example, to be natural and as normal as possible.
Well balanced, yeah.
Yeah. So when we say we need to understand the reasons, that's why it's important. Because we want to make sure that that the parents deal with the situation in the appropriate manner.
And on that note, let's go ahead and take a break.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You are listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. Today we are discussing the reasons why children commit mistakes. Dear Sayyid, please continue the discussion.
When we look at parents, we tell them that they must be able to learn how to deal with the different situation of the children and understanding their reality and their causes. Mm. So, for example, when you have a child that absorbs everything around him as a sponge, when he does something wrong, or he commits something wrong, as parents, we say, well, maybe we taught him that because he's the type that what? Just takes everything right. That he sees, right? He just looks and listens and...
Doesn't come with any add-ons and extensions.
Absorbs everything right. That he sees and from all the actions that happen around him. So obviously he reflects and projects that on the outside.
Right.
And then we come to the child and we bash him for it, for example, and we punish him for it, where in fact it is our problem.
Right. We are the cause.
Yeah. So for example, if you hear a child swears... If you hear the child swear, so obviously he must have took it from the house first and foremost.
Right.
You know, especially if you're talking about a small child.
Yeah.
And then you come and say to him, why are you doing this? Why are you swearing?
Why shouldn't
well,
he?
Well, obviously he heard it from you. So the
The
problem is not with him. The problem is with you.
So there's another cause, and you're just seeing the symptoms, and you're diagnosing...
Exactly.
Administering a completely wrong treatment.
Exactly. So therefore, even when we look at the hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi, when he says, "Kullukum ra'an wa kullukum mas'ulun 'an ra'iyatihi," each one of you is a shepherd and he's responsible for his flock.
Right.
So as a shepherd, you got to make sure that your sheep or the flock are safe. There is no wolf trying to eat them, no harm comes to them.
Right.
So it's your responsibility. So it is not the responsibility of the child to become a better person. It's how you teach him, it's how you raise him. So the mistake could start with you, but you're actually blaming it on the child. So this right. is something that we have to be mindful of.
Of course.
Now, many problems that parents face with kids when it comes to making mistakes. For example, we have kids who love to break and destroy things.
Right. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
just maybe the father, he bought something new, and the second day the child broke it or pulled it. He buys right. a new phone, a new TV, or what have you, and you see that the children break it.
Right.
And the first thing that the parents starts to do is to blame the child. They become rough with him. Sometimes they become violent with him.
Yeah.
Sometimes they threaten him. And, you know, they threaten him with not buying toys, we're not doing
right.
things, stuff like that.
Psychological terror.
Mm. And the parents, they forget to put, for example, alternatives, okay?
To
making sure that this child does not do this action again.
Right.
Or even give him excuses not to commit such an action. But they always say he's a destructive child. They always put the blame right. on him before anything else. Well, the child, for example, he saw a TV and he loved to check it out. You know how we said one of the reasons that kids do mistakes is they love to explore?
Yeah.
He wants to explore what that thing is.
Very curious.
Well, sadly, he broke it.
Yeah.
So, you know, you have to understand why it happened. Not because he's a bad kid. Not because he's a child that loves to break things. It's just
right.
because he loves to play. And as children, this happened to all of us. Sometimes we just like to open things up and see what's inside them. This was one of my habits. I
yeah.
open watches, I open
exactly.
phones, I open everything.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I get, obviously, the punishment for it.
Of course. With that, let's go ahead and take a quick break.
Ya Muqdi al Khayrat.
Imam As-Sajjad alayhi salam said, "A child's right is to be kind to him when educating him, forgiving him, covering his mistakes, acting moderately towards him, and helping him."
Ya Muqdi al-Khayrat.
Welcome back, dear listeners. You are listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. Today we are discussing the reasons why children commit these mistakes and the causes of them. Dear Sayyid, please continue the discussion.
So this is one of the issues that we spoke about, that kids sometimes break things. So
yeah. They
break things, either they have love to explore, or sometimes they are creative. They have creativity.
Yeah.
They like to open things, you know, they have a creativity with their hands. So they like to open things and look inside them and play around with them.
Yeah.
So as parents, we should not straight away jump to
conclusions
and trump, you know, at least branding children, because you hear a lot of people brand their kids as, you know, destructive, destroyer, and this
and we
and
have
that.
Talked about name calling, bad names, and how that can affect the child.
So this is like sometimes one of the issues that we have when it comes to children and them making mistakes. So we have to be very mindful of that. For example, with kids who have problem talking, you know, they start to stutter in the talk.
Right.
And so he can't talk very well, and he has a problem, you know, breathing as well. He has problem talking.
Right.
And it might, you know, becomes a problem as he
grows up.
Older.
Yeah.
And some parents will, you know, they straight away say, okay, you know, my child is sick, for example.
Right. He has a medical condition.
Yeah, there's something wrong with him.
Right.
Or he's crazy or what have you. That's not true. Maybe there's a reason that causing him, maybe there's a phobia that he's going through.
Exactly, yeah.
That's causing him. And those people who stutter at the beginning, subhanAllah, amazingly, that, you know, they turn out to be very outspoken, very eloquent when they grow older. As they get older, they get over this fear of whatever's making them, putting them in this condition.
Right.
They actually become a lot better, a lot smarter, like I said, more eloquent, more able to express themselves. But as parents, we look at it as a deformity. We look at it as a disability. There's something wrong with him.
Yeah, it's out of the norm, of
course. There's nothing wrong with him.
Right.
You just need to find out and figure out what exactly making that child go through this. What in the house, for example, is affecting his emotion? What, you know, what special needs does he require? So the solution could be a lot easier if you work with the child, not to abandon the child and name calling him and brand him, which a lot of people do sadly.
Unfortunately, like,
okay, there's, you know, there's nothing good in him, and they just leave the child alone. So with these things, like when you said, when it comes to the problem of children, for example, breaking things up, as parents, our job is first and foremost understanding the reasons and trying to fix and eliminate these reasons.
Right.
Like, it has to be one of these seven reasons that I mentioned to you.
Right.
Or mentioned previous episode. It has to be one of them. If we can eliminate these seven or whatever we find that causing the child to be in this position and to be in this situation, then the child is not going to be a child that breaks things and destroys things. Especially, you know, if he's a creative, and instead of him going around breaking things, I bring him things that he can play with, things he can open up and,
Or give him a toy he cannot break, like Legos or like some.
Yeah, no, especially like when it comes to electronics, and kids love electronics, just get him, get him these electronic devices like they have for toys for kids where they can play with and tamper with and try and, you know, even create their own. Just give him something like that. So the solution is much easier.
Yeah.
Then name calling, shouting, threatening, hitting.
That's not a solution.
Which it's not a solution, but it's actually going to cause you another problem. So this could be a problem that we need to be to pay attention to.
Inshallah, we shall keep this in mind, but we are unfortunately forced to end today's session because we are out of time. Dear Sayyid, I thank you for your time and for your valuable information and knowledge. I also thank the dear listeners for tuning in. If your dear listeners have any questions or comments or suggestions, please contact us at our email englishradio@irib.ir, or you can visit our website parstoday.com. Alternatively, you can also find us on the various social media websites, such as on Instagram and Twitter, under the call handle of Call of Islam Radio. Thank you for joining us.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space returned upon rest.